It's Helping Hand, part of All Things Considered. Fridays, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you very much for listening. This week, we are learning about the 2017 Footsteps to Transition Fair. Tomorrow, Windward Community College, 8:30 a.m. to noon. You may have heard about this recently when we had Best Buddies Hawaii on the program. This is an event for middle and high school students with special needs and their family, loved ones, caregivers to assist in critical details of making a life transition. We're going to learn more today. We are welcoming back Amanda Ka'ahanui.
Aloha.
SPIN program specialist, and aloha to you. That is the Special Parent Information Network, parent-to-parent organization in Hawaii that provides information, support, and referrals to parents of children and young adults with disabilities and the professionals who serve them. We're also joined by Renee Manfredi.
Aloha,
Renee. President of SAC, which is the Hawaii Self-Advocacy Advisory Council. It's a nonprofit self-advocacy group for folks with developmental disabilities and part of their mission to go to schools. Talk about transition to students. So obviously very relevant with our discussion today. And Renee can share insight into her own transition journey and why such things are so important to plan ahead of time. Thank you guys both for being here today. This concept of transition you have gone through, Renee. Explain how important it is to be planning the details of a person's transition from school onward, or just your reflections on it when you think about why people listening would want to take advantage of this Footsteps to Transition Fair and your own insight that you can provide.
Well, I too have a story for transition, and my story isn't very pleasant. When I was in school, my disability was challenging. I had teachers who tried to work with me but didn't really get it. I'm in the gap group, so I didn't get any services.
What's the gap group? What does that mean?
That means that I have Asperger's syndrome. I'm mildly autistic. I don't necessarily fit into a group with people with Down syndrome or anybody in that category. We're kind of left out in the open.
I get it. It's a gap in services. There's a lack of services. Is that
yes,
what gap implies?
That's exactly what it is. And for my school transition, we learned some things like how to go out into the community, get a job, but didn't really focus on school, stick with the basics. I was pretty much thrown out there into a world, and my transition is still ongoing. So I was left unprepared. I was unprepared for what life would be like outside of school. So that's why it's so important for me to share my story. That way these students, these young adults, have what they need to be prepared, and they're not left with the big question, what now?
Thinking about that, Amanda, key elements of what will be there for folks to maybe alleviate some of the frustration that Renee was talking about.
So we've got four main elements that we're going to be showcasing for the fair. One is that we have a lot of community partners talking about the resources available to students after high school. Is it a job? Is it a career? Is it schooling? Is it community college? Do you want to live on your own? Do you want to go to a program? Do you need technical training? So all of those resources are going to be there to help families and students figure out what's next. There's also the connection to other families. Often families feel very alone. By high school, we are tired sometimes. We just feel like we just got to get through it, and we don't have a lot of networking within our own community of families. And so they can meet other parents and other students and say, wow, I am not alone. Mm-hmm. I'm here on the same journey with other folks, and that's a very empowering feeling. We have a wonderful speaker of Leolinda Parlin from Hilo Pa'a, and she's going to talk about transition. And it's more than just, what are you going to do? Are you going to get a job? It's get your ID and transfer your insurance from mom to you. It's finding a new doctor because you're going from pediatrics into adult life. So all of those things that I didn't think about until I heard Leolinda talk about what my son's transition is going to look like. And then we have a panel of students and young adults who are either going through transition or have gone through, like Renee, and talking about what that means to them. I think that's really the most powerful piece of the fair to me as a parent, hearing from students and their experiences.
When is the optimal time that a parent and their child are going to want to go to this?
Well, IDEA provides for students at 14 to start the transition planning in their school meeting, thinking about what kind of classes they need to take for high school and then what kind of training they need for after.
So it's multiple transitions we're talking about.
Even a 14-year-old can start to think about what they want to do. So my kid is in eighth grade. We're starting the transition planning because he wants to be a filmmaker. So what classes is he going to take at school and what opportunities are there in the community that he might be able to take? So I'm going to go thinking like, where can he start really honing in on those skills mm-hmm. that he wants? As a student gets older, those may change. And so transition planning and the fair is here for families from that 14 on up. So if your child is 20 and still in high school, if they're 21 and still in school, if they're just getting ready to leave school, it's always an appropriate time to be thinking about it. It's never too late. So the Footsteps to Transition Fair is for families on Oahu. We do have transition fairs that happen on other islands. Resources are different island to island. But it is not just for families on the Windward side this year. It's for all families to come. We do change from district to district.
But it's island-wide focus wherever it goes.
Island-wide focus.
Renee, you didn't have this kind of plan before your transition.
I'm the current president for the Self-Advocacy Advisory Council. So what we do is we provide resources for our organization. And if I have the opportunity, I will share my story with families and their students. But for the most part, it's there to help others so they know that we're out there. And it's a great way for them to develop leadership skills, find their voice.
Is your program statewide or just in this area?
SAC is on all the islands. There are other officers on Maui. There's Hilo. There's Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, the Big Island.
You've got it covered.
Because it is tomorrow, you can just stop by. So we are not going to turn anybody away. We will have sign language interpreters, so ASL interpreters will be available, and we will have access if you are a wheelchair user. So most of those things we've got covered for you. But if you need something very specific, then just talk to someone at the registration desk.
Thinking about the next year, the Footsteps to Transition Fair, how can the audience listening support the event, whether donating supplies, prizes, equipment that might be needed, time to be there, labor setting things up?
If you are an organization that's supporting people with disabilities after high school and you would like to be involved in the planning, we have a planning committee, so we support the Department of Education. We would love to have you come and join us. If you are an organization that just wants to help and support, we do take donations of gift cards and prizes for door prizes for families. We try and provide some experiences for students that they can do something fun and different, a camp or something. So we do take donations for door prizes as well. And then we're always looking for help with parking and registration. So if you're a group that are looking for some service hours, we can connect you with our program. And it's a great way to just meet people in the community and accept and include everyone.
If you are looking for information, SAC is a great place to go. We learn and we support education, but there are organizations that come to our meetings and share what information they have with us in case we're looking for a job or if we need help getting supports that we need or need a state ID, whatever it is that we're looking for, they come and share what they have. It's a really great source.
So you're kind of putting it out there, if there is an organization that would like to come and talk about job opportunities or other ways of interacting and including SAC, you'd like to hear from them.
Absolutely.
Let me give some contact information relating to the event. First, it is the Footsteps to Transition Fair that's going to be happening tomorrow, Windward Community College, 8:30 to noon. And footstepstotransition.weebly.com is one way to get information online. You can look for the Footsteps to Transition Fair 2017 on Facebook. You can call them at 808-586-8126. Email spin@doh.hawaii.gov. and find them online at spinhawaii.org. You can find SAC online at cds.hawaii.edu/SAC and also on Facebook. All of this contact information, our full interview, our radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests can all be found online at hawaiipublicradio.org. We've been privileged today to be learning about the 2017 Footsteps to Transition Fair happening tomorrow, Windward Community College, 8:30 to noon. Amanda Ka'ahanui, SPIN Program Specialist from SPIN, Special Parent Information Network, has been with us along with Renee Manfredi, President of SAC, the Hawaii Self-Advocacy Advisory Council. Renee, Amanda, thank you so much for coming down, joining us on Helping Hand today. And most important, thank you for doing what you do to be an advocate and a voice for those in need. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for so much for having us today.